Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Oh, see, I was just wondering about lead contamination and other heavy metals. I probably got it from eating a lot of Chinese green stuff or something. I was just wondering if you're trying to get rid of the lead and the other heavy metals, if that new transdermal delivery system of EDTA is worth looking into.
It is worth looking into, sir. However, I'd suggest you consider a two or three step process. First one would be to find out how bad is my accumulation of lead and other toxic metals. And the transdermal, yes, it does pull out lead and other toxic metals, but it's not going to tell you about your total body accumulation because it hasn't got the strength to do the total body. So what I usually recommend under these circumstances is that just at least once we get the intravenous EDTA, and that pulls out great quantities of, if there are great quantities, excuse me, if there are great quantities of lead and mercury and arsenic and that kind of stuff in the body, it pulls them out. Now, it also gives us one other service. It actually pulls out normal metals too. It pulls out calcium, magnesium, zinc, copper, chromium, all the stuff that's good for us. And from time to time, I'll see on a test like that that, oh my goodness, let's say the zinc, it was not pulled out any extra, or neither was the copper, or maybe it was the chromium. And any of the normal minerals that are not pulled out extra, they're actually in deficit, sir, because all of those should be pulled out extra with chelation. That's why when we do intravenous chelation therapies alone, which I'm not suggesting for you, but that's why when we do that alone, when people are just overburdened with all kinds of toxic metals, then every third or fourth IV treatment, we put in all the good guy minerals because they're being pulled out by the chelating agent. Now, back to your question. I would consider taking one intravenous chelation, see how much stuff is coming out. If you're not getting out and the doctor who's working with you will tell you, hey, that's not very much comparative to other people I've seen, or, ooh, that's a heck of a lot, they'll tell you that. And they'll tell you about any of your normal minerals that aren't coming out too, that like they should. Then you could go to the EDTA, but let me give you another thing to think about that was actually reported after World War II. From battery plant workers in some place in Texas where they were making batteries for all the tanks to go to battle. Well, as you might imagine, those battery plant workers were accumulating a good deal of lead. So what'd they do, sir? They had them take extra vitamin C. And what do you know? That vitamin C pulled the lead out of the body. And yes, they did have to take it. They did need to take it for a prolonged period of time and get their urine checked every once in a while to see if the amount of lead getting pulled out was going down. But it worked. It appears, you probably know this from listening to me ramble on, but whenever an experimental animal, whatever that animal may be, except for humans and monkeys and guinea pigs, which is why they're such good guinea pigs. Whenever they're exposed to anything toxic, could be lead, could be arsenic, could be mercury, could be glyphosate, doesn't matter what it is, whenever they're exposed to anything toxic, their livers are capable of going into overdrive safely and starting with blood sugar, out the other end comes, guess what, vitamin C. And the liver keeps doing that until the vitamin C detoxifies all of the toxin that was introduced into the body. Now, a problem us humans have got ever since Adam and Eve is a genetic defect where we can go through the first three steps of making vitamin C out of blood sugar, but we can't do the fourth step, so our bodies don't detoxify like all the animals out there. Okay, so we can make up for that by simply taking vitamin C. And you know, vitamin C is a little less expensive than EDTA transdermal or EDTA IV. So if you wanted to, here's what I'd suggest you think about in spending your money. One intravenous chelation to see how bad things are. And then if they're terribly bad, I'd go back to intravenous. If there's not so bad, then you've got your choice of using your transdermal EDTA or simply relying on bowel tolerance vitamin C, which is taking as much vitamin C as you can take without becoming socially unacceptable and getting too much gas or loose bowels, because that worked. Clear back after World War II, this was reported. So I'll shut up now, sir.
Okay, yeah, I am taking the EDTA chelation already, so I would just I did find out that I'm about three times the maximum amount of lead that should be.
Ooh.
So yeah, I guess I better keep taking the chelation then.
Yes, but I'd add some vitamin C to the whole thing, sir, because it's quite inexpensive. It'll make things go faster.
Oh yeah, in the wintertime I take a humongous amount of vitamin C. I take it in such a way that it doesn't give me or make me socially unacceptable. I take it in a form that doesn't cause that to happen.
Good for you.
So that works. But yeah, I've been doing it for years, and I'm surprised that lead amount is still so high. But I guess that's the way it goes.
You must have had a heck of an exposure, sir. And in case you hadn't read somewhere about this, National Geographic, a couple of their reporters actually reported that the penguins in Antarctica were found to have lead and cadmium in their penguin fat. And you know, there's no industry at all in Antarctica, is there? This stuff is just blowing around the world.
I guess you're right. Well, I used to work with batteries, so that's probably
why. Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I better get off the phone. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.